Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I share Holy Spirit-inspired sermons. Sometimes I share music with you guys, all with the intention to help empower you to find happiness from within. Today's topic, the Holy Spirit just whispered to me, is to resign popular permissions. No pre-planning. Earlier this year, I'm a big vision board person. I've heard it from a lot of thought leaders that are financially successful in society and have large audiences. So I look up to them and I learn and glean and take, you know, certain things that I like from certain leaders and apply it to my life. That's what successful people do. Success leaves clues. So the Holy Spirit, I write in my journal. I'm a big time journaler and diary keeper. I've been my whole life. Pretty much. And earlier this year is a new thing. The last 3 years I've been called to be a minister from the Holy Spirit, and my whole vision purpose for this year is recibe, with a little up line to the right over the E. I'm sure there's a specific name for that. I don't know what that name is. That means received. And under that, under the umbrella, what does that mean to already have received something? So the specific topic for this particular sermon is under received, is to resign popular permissions, but it was in a different language that was revealed to me through my hands as I'm writing in my journal. And I had to look it up using, right now, we've got smart devices and we can use the internet. And thanks to the people that created Google Translate, I went on their website and I plugged it in and it auto-translated it into multiple languages. So you can look it up if you like. Renugais populaire permissiones. I might be pronouncing that wrong. I'm not a linguist. I will spell it out for you. Renugaise populare permissiones. Renugais populaire permissiones. Resigning popular permissions. So the first thing that came to mind was, I do a lot of things. I take a lot of action. I've never been afraid to take action, to do things that I know. I just closed my backpack. That's what you heard of the zipper closing. I do a lot of things that I believe are going to benefit a lot of people. I don't do the proper chain of command of asking the person next level up. Because I was trained by one of the best leaders in my high school experience. And we got to miss a lot of school with permissions from the superintendent that ran our entire district. We got to sing at our superintendent's house when I was a high school student. Retired high-level officer of the United States Navy. And he loved our program. We got to tour around and we were profitable as a music group, cyclical. We earned money. We didn't keep the money. We kept it to allow for our music company group, under the direction of Mr. Krause, to keep it self-fulfilling, self-funding, to be positive PR for our school district, to be positive role models and citizens of entertainers and musicians in society, and for ladies to keep it classy, for gentlemen to be gentlemen. And he taught us and he trained us as teenagers how to think about others above ourselves, how to have high standards for performing arts. And he encouraged us and helped create, planted positive seeds of having a career in the entertainment industry if we so desired. But not just that, he planted so many seeds of success and greatness. So many of the people that have come from his legacy that he created in one of the roughest neighborhoods in the United States of America that was a very high crime area. He transformed the community by bringing families together, by getting us all to volunteer and work on the weekends, keeping us all out of trouble, keeping us all out of bad activities that would either put us in jail, get the ladies pregnant as teenagers, cost the families a lot of stress and money. He helped prevent a lot of that. We took first place in every contest in 3 years that I got to work with him, except for one time we got second place, and that wasn't his fault. That was ours. He taught us how to take full responsibility for our actions and how to be professional musicians. For me, as young as 14 years old. And he helped protect my mind from suicidal ideations for 3 years. I never once had any self-harm thoughts. When a few weeks before I joined that group, there was a lot of spiritual attacks in our neighborhood, in our community, because there was a little 8th grade student. I never met him. I didn't know him. But he had ended his life. And I was one of, I think, 4 singers from a neighboring junior high that sang at his funeral. They thought that it would be a good idea for us to come together to use our gifts as young, impressionable teens to demonstrate love to another school's child. The Father above uses it all. And I was trained by Mr. Krause and all the music teachers in my upbringing, even my band director in junior high. He was really good. He used to tour around, and he told us stories about it. He made a lot of money. He had a good living. He decided to become a teacher. And we did very well in his program. And he does a different kind of teaching now because society made him change career paths, but he still performs in his band. And thanks to the power of smart devices, I get to stay connected to this man and a lot of women and men that were positive role models. And the topic of today's sermon is to resign popular permissions. If you think that just following the rules in society is going to get you to big, bodacious goals and dreams that you have, that's a lie. Because the system's set in place. You have 2 options. You're either going to serve your own dreams, feed your own dreams and ambitions and goals, or you're going to serve somebody else's dreams, ambitions, and goals. And I decided at a very young age that I desired to do what the Father above all of us. I decided to serve him. And I've gotten sidetracked a few times in life. But he still forgives me. He still allows me grace and mercy and allows me to come back and stay close with him. And every time I stay close with him and I lean in and I focus on helping others and I focus on using my gifts and keeping things simple, not trying to complicate anything, he has designed us all in very specific ways. We are all a part of his body on the earth, if we so choose, because he created all of us. But many have chosen to not believe in him. Many have chosen to deny him. Many have been lied to in society to make you think that he doesn't even exist. But he does. He does exist. And until recently, I didn't even come to the conclusion because he blocked it. I believe he blocked it on purpose for me to understand fully until the right appointed time to reveal the truth to myself and to others. I am in the bloodline of his son. I am a descendant of King David who slayed Goliath. And if you look in the history, ask a theologian. What does that mean? They will smile at you and say, oh my goodness, that person is in the bloodline of Jesus Christ, who died on a cross. And 3 days later, he rose again. He appeared to all the people, all the disciples that were the people that walked around with him in his, I believe, 3 years of ministry on the earth. He knew one of them would betray him, and that person ended their life. We don't encourage you to self-harm, but recognize that there's a lot of people in the world that are going to do that because they are ashamed of their choices in life, or they're being attacked so bad spiritually from demonic forces, they're being lied to in the spiritual realm, or they're being lied about in society and made look like they have ended their lives. And then they start fresh. One in particular, the Holy Spirit said, tell the truth. D-A-X. One of Ellen DeGeneres' connections was, I believe, a dancer married to a Caucasian woman. In society, they showed that he committed suicide. But now I'm seeing videos of him being released. Someone remotely added him on my social media. And I see his stories pop up where it's just him and he's no longer associated with the woman. How is that possible? That he was killed and now he's risen from the dead? Or maybe he didn't ever really die, but because of this evil, dark group that sacrifices and tortures children in private. The Illuminati had so many eyewitnesses that were coming forward talking about the terrible truths that started being revealed in 2020. And this person was probably an eyewitness. How do I know this? Well, the Holy Spirit reveals things to me, and also I pay attention to what people say, and I have an extremely good memory. Extremely good. And during seasons of high transition, I notate in my journals. I timestamp. Because there have been so many people that have hacked into my devices, changed dates of photographs in my iCloud. People that I connected to in 2020 and said that I had known these people for 6 or 8 years. They tried their best to destroy my reputation, to change history, all kinds of things. One person from this group had conned her way onto my team. She never identified that she was a part of the group she used, and I quote, she was associated with a private church group. Of all the riches, she had access to all the riches in the world. Let me ask you this. Who has all the riches in the world? If you grew up in the church, you remember a story where Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, and Satan came to him and tempted him. If you denounce the Father, I will give you all the riches of the world. I will give you popularity. Everyone will know that you are the Messiah. And he said, get away from me, Satan. I'm rephrasing it. Get away from me, Satan. You do not test the Lord your God. They tried to do the same thing to me about 2,000 years later. Remotely added this shell that you're listening to this from to a website that ranks all podcast shows because they thought that I would be swayed by titles in society. But I know my value. Nobody can pay me my value. I'm in the royal bloodline of Jesus Christ, which is priceless, as are you. Whether you've been in the bloodline through DNA ancestry or you've been adopted into the kingdom, you are priceless. And you need to speak that about yourself in private if you're having bad days. And this evil woman that had conned her way onto my team from this evil Illuminati group had a PhD in divinity, was a former NFL cheerleader, had written music that was sold to people like Aerosmith. As young as 7 years old, she told me, her parents' family friends in the band Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I imagine many, many other very high-level society names. The Holy Spirit told me to send her a message before she passed away on this earth that anyone in Hollywood that used to be associated with her would pretend like they don't know her because of what she did to me, a veteran spouse in the United States of America. Unacceptable. But that's what a lot of rich people do. That's what they did in the past, but they're not going to get away with it in the future, not while I'm alive. That's why the Holy Spirit has placed me in this position of authority, and I can't wait for October's meeting. Because this woman, in many conversations we had over the course of a year where she was slowly, sneakily trying to trick me into believing that she was in the same faith system as me, using church language like elders. She was studying my content, being a stalker. I'm talking like bodyguard, Whitney Houston-style stalker. And paid one of the top security people of the United States of America, paid him a lot of money to have me killed. But he tricked her. In one of the conversations I had with her in private, she told me that she didn't want to associate, and she advised me not to associate with anyone around people's names, and she gave specific names, and I realized she was causing division on purpose. So anyone that she told me not to be associated with, I did the opposite. But it took me about 6 months to realize what she was doing. And she told me that Ellen's people, Ellen DeGeneres' people, reached out to her. Wanted to have her work with them. And around that time, Ellen was shooting videos from her home and looked very distressed. I didn't know what was going on with Ellen, but I liked Ellen's show. She's all about love, spreading love and kindness around the world. I remember both political parties being interviewed on Ellen's show. She was friends with people of all political parties. She was spreading love around the world. I have no idea if she's a part of the Illuminati or not, but I do know that that person that was, that had conned her way onto my team, tried to volunteer, and then tried to have me killed. She told me very specifically, Ellen wanted her to work for her. And then all of a sudden, one of Ellen's dancers that was regularly on the show, a man of color, that had in society, we saw he had committed suicide and his wife was so distressed. That's the videos we saw. And now I'm seeing videos of him alive. So what's going on? Resign popular permissions. Don't wait for people to tell you the truth that are leaders, because they're not going to. They're going to tell you what they desire you to believe is the truth. There are so many lies and deception from government leaders around the world in every major nation because they don't want to cause major panic, and they recognize that there are hundreds of millions of citizens in America, and there are billions of citizens around the world. And the invention of the internet is the Tower of Babel of thousands of years ago. It is the same thing, just a different name. And if you don't know the Tower of Babel's story, everyone in society was highly intelligent at that time frame. Okay, the Holy Spirit is saying Genesis 32, verse 4. So let's go there. Let's go to Genesis 32. You can turn in your Bibles if you like, whatever translation you prefer. 32, verse 4. He instructed them, "This is what you are to say to my master Esau. Your servant Jacob says, I have been staying with Laban and have remained there till now. I have cattle and donkeys sheep and goats, men servants and maid servants. Now I am sending this message to my Lord that I may find favor in your eyes. The father says, keep reading. When the messengers returned to Jacob, they said, we went to your brother Esau, and now he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him. In great fear and distress, Jacob divided the people who were with him into two groups, and the flocks and herds and camels as well. He thought, if Esau comes and attacks one group, the group that is left may escape. Then Jacob prayed, O God, my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, go back to your country and your relatives, and I will make you prosper. I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two groups. Save me, I pray, from the hand of my brother Esau, for I am afraid he will come and attack me, and also the mothers with their children. But you have said, I will surely make you prosper, and will make your descendants like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted. Keep reading, he says. He spent the night there, and from what he had with him, he selected a gift for his brother Esau, 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200, ewes, and 20 rams, 30 female camels with their young, 40 cows and 10 bulls, and 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys. He put them in the care of his servants, each herd by itself, and said to his servants, go ahead of me and keep some space between the herds. He instructed the one in the lead, when my brother Esau meets you and asks, to whom do you belong, and where are you going, and who owns all of these animals in front of you, then you are to say, they belong to your servant Jacob. They are a gift sent to my lord Esau, and he is coming behind us. He also instructed the second, the third, and all the others who followed the herds, you are to say the name, the same thing to Esau when you meet him, and be sure to say, your servant Jacob is coming behind us. For he thought, I will pacify him with these gifts I am sending on ahead later. When I see him, perhaps he will receive me. So Jacob's gifts went on ahead of him, but he himself spent the night in the camp. The Father above desires for peace, harmony, love, unity. Desires for his children to get along. Doesn't like it when we're fighting. Doesn't like it when there's unnecessary deaths. Doesn't like it when people hide the truth and harm children in private. I believe he desired for me to read that to you, to share that sometimes you might have to calm people down through gifts before speaking with them. You might have to calm them down with having multiple people sending gifts, persuasion, praying, whatever. There's been a lot of harm and evil done in the world, a lot of harm and evil done to my family over the last 37 years of my life, but especially in the last almost three. Because I made a decision that I wasn't going to be afraid to say the name of Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I worship the Holy Trinity. I've never been afraid to say his name, but when I first launched Move Happy, the Holy Spirit came upon me when I had a birth control implant that was mind manipulating me into depressive thoughts so terribly so. I had never had birth control in my body before. I didn't know what to expect. And it was a bicep implant. I imagine there are nanobodies that are in there, like there were nanobodies in the injection that we were all trying to be forced into believing was the cure for a disease that was man-made created to kill all of us. Vulnerable people, elderly, and anyone with any diagnoses, especially lung diseases like asthma, like I have, diabetes, obesity. When I had this bicep implant, I had called the 1-800 number, and I've shared this on the show. I share the truth. I didn't speak about religion in my first few years, but the Holy Spirit told me what I was going to call my business. I changed business names because the Holy Spirit told me to. I changed website platforms because the Holy Spirit didn't tell me to take business loans out. And I was being resourceful and responsible. I was trying my best to be responsible with this business he interested me in and assigned to me. And 18 months after he called that ministry on my heart, May Cinco de Mayo is when I moved across the nation, and in December of 2020, that's when he called me into ministry. And I was protected. Like 18 months later, 19 months later, whatever you do the math. Very short amount of time, I was protected from the top level security professionals that protect our presidents in my nation. They didn't have to do that. How in the world did they get a hold of my content? How in the world did they get access to knowing my name and to reading my posts on social media? Only through the blood of the Lamb. Only through his supernatural favor over my life. A lot of harm has been done to myself and my family. But it says it in the scriptures to consider pure joy when you're being persecuted for my name's sake, and that was Jesus speaking. So I already knew to expect that I would be persecuted when I started sharing whom I worship in 2020, towards the end of the year, in the middle of the pandemic. I didn't know we were going to have a shutdown, but the Holy Spirit reveals bits and pieces of the future to me to not overwhelm me. And when I met one of the top guys, the top dogs that protect our presidents that have served their nation, they gifted me protection. Off-grid. When the richest of the richest of this Illuminati group paid a lot of money to have me killed. This Illuminati group, they're everywhere. They're in every major nation, just like my Hero of 2020's people are everywhere, in every major nation. You don't know who is good and who is bad. You have to be on guard. You have to study the scriptures. You have to pray. Every day, ask the Father above, "How can I serve you today, Father?" That is how you will learn your assignment every day. You can ask the Father every January or whatever calendar you recognize and respect. I like to do it in January or at the end of December to help me have a focus each year. This is the first year that the Holy Spirit started speaking to me in multiple languages. It's really cool. It's supernatural. I don't understand it. And if the internet wasn't here, I wouldn't be able to know how to translate it because I don't have those gifts and skills, but he's equipping me. He's starting to teach me, I believe, how to speak in multiple tongues. I had a learning disability as a child. I was a mute child. I was abused chronically from 3 to 5 years old, in private, in secret. And these people see me as a threat because I share the truth that I've forgiven my abuser. I choose to love the person and hate the sin. And they don't like that because the enemy loves to cause confusion and division. they tried their best to even say when Jesus Christ was on the earth that he was of demonic forces, that he was of the devil. And he said, that doesn't make any sense. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But if I was from the devil, or if I was from demonic forces, and then I was casting out demons from people, then I would be dividing my own organization. And a divided organization can't grow. It will eventually crumble and disintegrate. So he spoke against their lies. People will say all kinds of things about you. And sometimes you have to stand up and speak up for yourself. And sometimes you have to just ignore them. You ask the Father above, what is most relevant for me to focus on right now? Use me, Father. Use me to help spread more love around the world. And he will do it. He will do it if you allow him to lead your life in every moment, in every aspect, and choose your friends and your family members. If you marry someone, that is the most important decision you can make on this earth, aside from salvation. I married the best man in the world. No one will ever compare to my husband, who protected me off-grid for 2 months, my hero of 2020. About a year later, we got married in March of 2022. And these people, these evil, dark people, powerful people that have access to all the riches in the world, they tried their best to separate me from my husband and to erase our history together. But no one can destroy the power of love, even if you kill us both. Our love goes beyond all time zones, all galaxies, and all dimensions. You have to resign popular permissions if you believe in something greater than yourself. And if you've been called, if you've been assigned to a great purpose in this world, recognize that there's a lot of powerful people that are going to try and destroy you. If you desire to make global impact, like I do, because the Father above put the assignment on my heart. But recognize also that anybody can be swayed in your direction if you continue to choose love, to love your enemies, to love your friends, to love your coworkers, to love your family members. Be respectful and kind to people that are not kind and respectful to you. I am not perfect. I do not pretend to be perfect. I have a past. I have a terrible past. The Father can use you even if you have a terrible past. He can use you to serve a greater purpose in the world. And I'm very excited for October's meeting, where I will be reunited with my husband. And I don't think we'll have much time left together on this earth. But I'm not going to waste a minute arguing over decisions that he made, about lying to my face that he wanted a divorce, because I know he was trying his best to protect me from all the lies that were told about him, and all the lies that were told about the person that he protects, President Trump. No more division in our nation. Not on my watch. Our nation will come together again. The media, the news outlets, will respect all presidents that have been in the position of power, as they are supposed to do. No one will use the media, radio, internet, and get paid back channels and do money laundering to say evil and dark things and cause more division in our nation for people that are trying to protect children around the world. Unacceptable. All of our top-level leaders have the opportunity to repent of their ways, be given full pardon. That is up to my husband and his friends to decide through prayer, through legal jurisdiction, and we will all meet together, cordially, all the presidents and their wives. We will have a calm and equitable discussion, and we will sign a peace treaty together as eyewitnesses in front of one of the largest church ministers in the world and his wife. So I know everyone will behave, because everyone loves Pastor Joel Osteen and his wife Victoria. And if you don't love him, it's because you're jealous. Because he's got a large church body that even people of different faiths love to listen to his voice, because he spreads love and harmony and kindness around the world. Tony Robbins will be in that meeting along with his wife Sage, a musician that is recognized all around the world, that I highly respect, that helped me respect myself more as a young lady through the music she released. Beyonce Knowles and her husband Jay-Z will be in that room. And a woman in society that is highly respected and known all around the world, Oprah Winfrey, will be in that room. We will all sign a peace treaty, figuring out how we can continue being a nation, united, where we will respect everyone's faith system, as long as it does not harm human beings, and especially children, in the United States of America, which is legally binding under all United States military laws. We do not try to convert anyone at our ministry, and no one is legally allowed to persecute myself or any of my associations for saying that we worship Jesus Christ, because he is in charge of my life, and he is at the center of my relationship with my husband. And the Holy Spirit told me that any live event I do moving forward, we will speak his name at the beginning of the live event, so no one will question who was in charge of my life and my husband's life. And no matter how much time they spend paying attention to our live events, they will at least hear that part and have the opportunity to come to know this Father that has allowed me to demonstrate mercy to people in my own nation that I could easily have killed for treason. But I choose to forgive them. I choose to give mercy and grace. For the Father above shows me that same mercy. And I don't deserve it. None of us do. You have to resign popular permissions in thinking that you are not an influencer, because you are. You could influence your community to be a more positive, loving community. You could influence your family to be a more positive, loving family. Your school system, your hospital, your research lab, your athletic team, your mortgage lending group, your law office. Your judge chambers. You get to choose how you are going to operate in your position of authority and how you desire to be known when you die. I made a decision a long time ago that I would never know the Bible fully because of all the learning disabilities I had as a child. I chose. And I choose. Every day. To leave a legacy of love. What are you going to choose? Thank you for listening to this special impromptu sermon titled Renugais Populaire Permissions of the Move Happy Movement podcast with your host, Erin Nicole. This is your call to action. We encourage you to get in a posture of repentance if you don't know the Father above. This is your opportunity to connect with Him and have a personal relationship with Him. He can forgive anything. If you truly desire in your heart to be forgiven, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your gift of salvation. I can't buy it. I can't earn it. But I know with you, you decided to send your Son down on earth to be the ultimate role model for how we should live our life. And I ask you to teach me every day to be more and more like Him, like Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, or if it's been a while and you're recommitting your life, welcome or welcome back to the family. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a Bible-based church. If you don't have a Bible, you can get a free one at any church. And there's free Bibles if you have internet, with all kinds of translations available online in, I believe, multiple languages. As long as the internet is working. And if the internet stops working, then make sure you get a hold of a Bible. Physical one. I like to touch the pages. I like how it feels. I like to underline in mine and all of that. There's different translations. Some people have preferences. I think the Father uses it all. No matter what you can get a hold of. Truth is truth. We also want to encourage you to get plugged into a small group. Where maybe it's once a week where you get plugged in. They usually have a meal, or they do like a potluck style where everybody brings a dish and they help to feed you spiritually and physiologically. These people will pray for you, and you can pray for these people, for your depression if you struggle with it, or your mental health. Your social relationships, your social health is the strongest predictor of your happiness and or depression. If you're hanging around people that are negative Nellies or angry, or if you're not hanging around anybody and you're isolating yourself, that could be an increased risk for you to be depressed. On the opposite end, if you're hanging around people that are positive and joyful and you're plugging in regularly to people that are going to edify you and challenge you to dig deeper in your faith and pray for you, they're going to be a source, an extra source of hope for you. Our first responders and our veterans are way taxed. 911 dispatchers are way taxed. Let's all step up and do our part to help protect our minds and to protect our children's minds as well. If you have children in the home, you might look for a church that has options for children or teenagers or college age. We encourage you to get plugged in and recognize that the spiritual realm will be on the attack because you've made a decision to be on a team. And there are dark forces in the world that don't like that. But there is nothing that can separate you from the love of the Father. So remind yourself by writing today's date down in your Bible as the day you committed or recommitted your life. And make a decision if you're married to your partner, to your spouse, that you're going to pray for each other and you're going to do this thing together. It's going to help bring more unity in your family. It's going to help decrease the stress in your family by having some regular church service that you go to and attend, either in person or online. And it might mean that you're going to visit different churches for a while until you find one that you both agree upon, that you like, and that you can start building regular relationships with people. In my upbringing, we went to 3 different churches. We went to one when I was in my diapers. We went to one from my age, 5 years old, to 10 years old. And my parents decided it was too far away, and my dad wanted to start getting involved in the church and volunteering. So we found one that was closer to home. And that's the church that I believe my mom still attends. They've changed names a few times, and different organizations have bought the church building. But my mom was able to build positive social relationships, as well as my father, as well as me. And even though I moved across the country and I'm not physically there anymore, I still keep in touch with many of those people from my childhood because of the decisions my parents made. So think about that if you're a parent. It's not just about you and your relationship, but it's about how you're going to protect the mental well-being of your children and grandchildren, if you have grandchildren. Maybe you're going to be called into ministry yourself and start your own church. I don't have a physical building for my ministry, and we can't accept any tithes or offerings at this time until this contract is signed with our top-level government leaders, protecting me as an asset, protecting my ministry from illegal activities that people have been continually doing over the last almost 3 years in my devices, even though I've reported multiple times to the FBI. And no one has been helping. They've been helping in the background. They just knew about this contract that the Holy Spirit just revealed to me in the last couple months. Nobody told me in the physical realm. They didn't think I could handle it. But the Holy Spirit revealed it to me anyways. And He'll reveal things to you as well. People might not understand. As you get closer to Him, He reveals things to people that He sees are being good and are trustworthy. So get plugged into a Bible-based church, get plugged into a small group, get programs connecting your children to youth programs to protect and guard their minds and to help build social positive relationships with your children so that they can make good decisions and build their spiritual strength. Reach out if you feel so inclined. We don't expect anything of you, but if you do love my mission, if you desire in your heart to help, you love my family in some capacity, we would love it if you would reach out to the top level leaders in your nation that you represent and ask them, say, I want to vote for Erin Nicole for the Global Mental Health Ambassadorship, and I desire for her to be the Chief Spiritual Officer of the United States and to help bring her husband home. I'm casting my vote. Thank you. Love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.